Toys like this plastic car are tested nearly every day for safety in a laboratory at the Consumer Product Safety Commission near Washington, D.C. Toys that pass the test enter the marketplace. Toys that fail don't. The Tiny Lab is one of a dozen places here in Washington and elsewhere where federal regulators wield enormous influence over the nation's business and everyday life.
This is an unusual job in a sense that I'm kind of the toy guy here.
Wearing his white lab coat, Bob Hundemer has been testing toys for 23 years. He sees his job as a public service for parents.
If I can make sure that these products that you buy, their product integrity is good, then that's one thing they shouldn't have to worry about, because I don't want these products to produce small parts for little children.
They do unimaginable things to these toys, unimaginable to adults, but certainly not unimaginable to children, and come out with, well, does this pass the standard or doesn't it?
For 15 years, Cindy Skrzycki of the Washington Post has written about the seemingly endless standards of regulation. She compiles some of her columns in a new book, The Regulators, Anonymous Power Brokers in American Politics.
Writing and talking about these kinds of issues, I think, opens a window for the average American on what the government does. This, I maintain, is the everyday real work of government. Congress passes the laws, but then it goes over to the agencies, and someone has to do the work. And agencies often don't like to talk about that. I don't know, maybe they think people are going to laugh at it. I've found whenever an agency has brought forth the true expert in the area, it's usually a fascinating experience.
Well, I'll have you know that the breath mint serving size experts did not want to talk to us because they doubted that we would approach this with the seriousness that it requires.
This is a common problem in reporting about the regulators, and it's really a shame because regulators are everywhere in Washington. We've become a nation of rules as much as a nation of laws.
Can a breath mint be too big?
Oh, a breath mint can be too big.
Too small?
Well, there can be different classes of breath mints, and the argument over the breath mint for the serving size was that it favored the larger piece of candy rather than the smaller piece of candy. So if you were a Tic Tac and the serving size was large, you would have to provide 5 Tic Tacs. And Tic Tac likes to market itself as sort of the one breath mint. So it hired the requisite lawyers, lobbyists, all the people you need to fight an argument like this in Washington, went to the FDA, and got this whole thing straightened out.
Now, who would not take that issue seriously?
Well, I take it seriously.
There is an FTC regulator who worked on garment labels and the amount of water flushed in toilets.
Well, the low flush toilet is a national issue. And people like Elaine Kolish know down to the last drop, basically, how much is in a flush.
When people would ask me, well, what are you working on right now? And I would say, well, I'm implementing new congressional laws, and one of them is for toilets.
Elaine Kolish is the Associated Director for Enforcement at the Federal Trade Commission. She spent a year during the toilet flush debate being known as the toilet queen.
Most people know that toilets don't use as much water as they used to, and this new phrase has crept into our vocabulary called double flushing. So it's actually very amusing. But, you know, it was important. Congress set these standards, and we did our duty, and I felt I was a dutiful, obedient civil servant.
Kolish says she has also worked on octane stickers on gas pumps and energy guide labels found on home appliances. Kathleen Merrigan, the director of the Agriculture, Food, and Environment graduate program at Tufts University, worked on the size of holes in Swiss cheese while she was an administrator at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Swiss cheese industry came to USDA and requested that the size hole in your Swiss cheese be smaller to earn a grade A rating. Because when you use Swiss cheese as it was previously configured in those big machines where they slice it for sandwiches, the big hole size gummed up the machines. And so producers were asked to make cheese with the smaller hole size, but they weren't getting their fair share of the profit for it because that was considered by USDA to be a lower grade cheese.
Writing about Washington's regulation culture is a unique challenge, according to author and reporter Cindy Skrzycki.
I feel like the government is a very large place and that there is never not a story out there.
You ever feel like Andy Rooney when you... I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I like to approach this with a good sense of humor, but there are so many serious regulatory issues. I mean, we do all sorts of stories on pollution abatement. How do you figure out the costs and benefits of regulation? What should the value of life be? How much money should we spend on this? How risk-averse should we be? And those are all the sort of philosophical questions that surround the practical that get played out at the agencies every day.
Has this affected your buying habits?
Oh, this has affected my life. This has affected my life. This has affected my children's lives because I have written extensively about car seats, auto safety, how the crash dummies are tested, how airbags are dangerous for children in the front.
It's a wonder they get out at all.
It's a wonder they're breathing. It's a wonder they're breathing.
Cindy Skrzycki is the author of The Regulators, Anonymous Power Brokers in American Politics. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.